Good morning. This is Commissioner Dennis Frazier with my Commissioner's Report. Today I have with me Maria Myers. Maria, you can introduce yourself and tell people what you do.
I'm Maria Myers. I'm the recycling manager for Carroll County, and I manage the recycling program, trying to make sure everybody is on board with what we do recycle, what we don't recycle, and try to keep the program as lively as we can and keep trash out of the recycling.
Actually, the first thing I want to talk about is what we actually take in recycling. According to what I have here, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, we take cardboard, gable top containers, cereal, and other paperboard boxes. Now, you take the cereal boxes, but you don't take the bags that the cereal comes in. Is that correct?
Correct.
Because I had a debate about that at my home, by the way. My wife said, oh, they take it all. I said, no, they don't take the bag inside. And I kept pulling them out. And she said, well, put them with the plastic bags. I said, that's not actually a plastic bag either, so let's put it in the trash. So we got to that. So besides them, we also take paper bags, newspapers, inserts, office paper, junk mail, magazines, catalogs, paperback books, no hardback books. Additionally, we take aluminum, tin and steel cans, foil and glass containers and foil, glass jars and bottles, plastic tubs, plastic bottles, number 1 to 7, wide mouth containers, no number 6. And number 6 would be the like the styrofoam and that kind of container.
Styrofoam,
correct?
And also clamshell containers that say
right.
Number 6. There are clamshells that are 1s that are okay, but the clamshells that are number 6 are polystyrene, so they do not go into your bin. Right. So you're okay if you keep anything that's number 6 out of your bin.
Right. And one of the things I also want to talk about is that we do still take glass, because I was out last week and so, and I was talking to someone, I think it was one of the stores, I think it was Lowe's or Home Depot, I don't remember which one to be honest with you. And we were talking and somehow the talk of trash came up and they said that they're a trash hauler. They don't live in the municipality. They have their own hauler. While they do take recycling, they ask them not to put glass in there. I said, well, as far as I know, we still take glass and we do currently still take glass. If we're not going to take the glass any longer, we will, of course, will make an announcement, put it out in newspaper and so forth. But as of right now, we still take our glass, correct?
Yes, we're taking glass, but you have to put the right type of glass
right
in the container, which is your pickle jars, your canning jars, those type of things. No glass, like glass that you're drinking glasses, no glass mirrors, nothing like that. It has to be strictly food-grade glass is fine. There are communities across the country who have been taking glass out of their program, but we have not been notified yet that we should stop taking it. So we'll continue to do so until we're notified.
And for things that we don't take, because I have a list here, there's no batteries, no styrofoam, no electronics, no food waste, no ceramic or dishes, no trash or yard waste, no motor oil containers, no number 6 clamshell containers, no household hazardous waste, no light bulbs, window glass, or mirrors. So we take almost anything else. And the CFL bulbs can be dropped off at Lowe's or Home Depot.
Correct. Now, your tube fluorescent bulbs,
oh, yeah,
we will take those at our household hazardous waste event.
Who would take them, did you say?
At our household hazardous
okay
waste event, which our next one is going to be May 11th up at the vehicle maintenance facility off at Old Meadow Branch Road from 8 to noon. We'll be glad to take them there. If you need a place to take them in the meantime, give me a call at my office, 410-386-2510, and I'll be glad to give you another location that you can drop them off if you can't wait till May 11th.
Right. Well, that's good because, to be frank, I've seen some of them put out with the trash, and then they're just left there.
Yeah, we don't prefer them to go into the trash.
Right, yeah.
We always try to find a location for them to go to.
Well, that's good. I didn't know that myself, and I've been trying to keep up on all this stuff. What do you think is the biggest problem with recycling in Carroll County?
The biggest problem is people not sticking to the acceptable items list. If you stay on that list, you'll be fine. But don't get creative. Don't throw things in there thinking we can pick it out. We are a transfer station. We don't sort through any of the recycling. So don't throw it in thinking that we can do that, because what's happening is you cause contamination in our program. And then when it gets down to where the MRF that we're sending our recycling to, then they are on top of us saying we're sending them things that don't
right
belong into the program, and it's going to get harder and harder for us to sell our program when our contract is up.
Right. And actually, I have heard that from people, my wife being one of them, by the way, who looks at this, I'll put this in recycling. I said, they don't take that. Oh, well, somebody will pull it out. I said, well, they don't actually have people that pull that out.
Thank you.
So don't put it in there because it does contaminate it. And I said this to friends and so forth, and I actually do talk about this at other times, and people say, I say it contaminates. Oh, it contaminates the garbage. I said, it really does. If you have that in there, then whatever it's mixed in with might all get thrown away instead of going to recycling. So you can't throw things in there because you think they should be recycled, or you think somebody's going to pull it out, because that's not going to happen. And if things get put in there, like I've read in this new Carroll magazine that just came out, it's talked about garbage in Carroll County, talking about hoses, water hoses being put in recycling, and Christmas lights and strings, and that actually causes the MRF, the machine, to break down a little bit because it gets caught in there. So not only aren't they taken out, they go through the MRF and they stop, and it has to be turned off and it has to be pulled out and cut up or whatever so the MRF can run again. So all that stuff really damages the recycling stream, and the fact that what you just said, that the people that take our recycling might get tired of it, say, you know what, we're not taking this from Carroll County anymore because they got too much other stuff in there that we don't want to deal with and we don't have to. Because there's a lot of counties around the country right now looking for places to send recycling because of what's happened in China. They don't take the recycling from the United States anymore. So there's a lot of people looking to get rid of recycling and have people use it. But, you know, if we're one of the bad customers and we put all this other stuff in it, they'll say, you know what, Carroll County, we don't need your recycling anymore. And then we're left to deal with that.
That's true. And it's harder and harder to find places to take your recycling. And it's costing us now, whereas we used to be able to get paid for our recycling. So we don't want to have any contamination in there, because once it's got trash into the recycling, then it's trash. And then none of it gets recycled, which is not good, because we want to have as much recycling as we can.
Right. What is the recycling rate in Carroll County? What percentage of waste is actually recycled now?
Right now, we're about 50%, 51%.
Wow.
That includes a diversion rate, because we're pretty good at diversion.
Why don't you explain what you mean by diversion rate?
Diversion is, we do get credit for doing other things that help people divert their waste rather than just putting it into the bin. So part of it's education. Part of it's going out there and making sure people are educated. As you know, I go to a lot of events and I hand out a lot of information. And
I have to say, I see you around the county a lot.
Thank you. And also, people call me and I try to help them. If you have a question about what goes into the bin, if you call me, if I can find you a place to take it, send it, do something else with it, I will do that. That's your diversion, keeping it out of the waste. So even if it can't go into our recycling program, maybe you can go into a different recycling program. We have other options at the landfill, too, for some other things, or also just another company that may be able to take it.
Right. Another thing, which I would just mention, is not recycling, but it's reuse. If you have something that you don't want to use anymore, there are other places you can send, you take it to. Like the first one that pops into my mind is a Goodwill, Salvation Army, Purple Heart. They take donated goods. You might not have any use for it at your house, but instead of putting it into the landfill, call up one of those companies or drive it by and donate it. They take a lot of things that, instead of putting in the landfill, will really help us out, because right now, as I'm reading this article, we put about 50,000 tons of trash are added to our Carroll County landfill every year. And that's a tremendous amount. So we're trying to cut that down because we like the landfill to last for a long time. Right now, because decisions that were made, to be very frank, by the last Board of Commissioners, the landfill could last us for another 100 years, which would be fantastic. But when we made those decisions, we're looking at recycling in Carroll County. We're looking at diversion. We're looking at all those things that we're currently doing, and we're doing them very well to make the landfill last that long. If we had to stop doing those things, that landfill's life could be cut down to 25 years or so, from what I've been told.
Yeah, so that's the main thing, is we want to keep it out of the landfill, recycle as much as we can, reuse as much as you can, and compost. If it's available to you, we do sell backyard composting bins once a year. We'll be doing that this spring to help people enjoy composting too.
Actually, I compost in my yard. I got a bin that I turn and put the stuff in it, and I put it in my garden. My tomatoes are fantastic, by the way. Okay, well, since we're running out of time, if you can give that phone number one more time, if people have any questions about recycling.
410-386-2510.
I want to thank you very much for being with me today, Maria, and our 10 minutes is up. Thank you. Until next time, it's Commissioner Dennis Frazier signing off.